Hello, everyone. I'm Laura Dierdo with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We are thrilled to be joined today by Carol Stanfill, the Vice President of U.S. Ambulatory Surgery Centers at DePue Synthes, the orthopedics company of Johnson & Johnson. Carol, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Today, we will explore the state of the ASC market. With that, let's dive into our conversation. We'd be very interested to hear your perspective on the changes that have taken place over the last decade or so, and particularly as it relates to medical devices, implants, and robotics, your business, and how they're helping us enable outpatient procedures and better outcomes for patients.
Sure, I'd be happy to talk about that, Laura. Yes, many changes in outpatient care, especially freestanding ambulatory surgery centers over the last decade. We see positive outcomes around some of our strongest implant brands and solutions, and when those are coupled with improvements in anesthesia and pain management, surgeons can consider the move from inpatient to outpatient or freestanding ASCs and look to make that shift safely. We are particularly excited about how digital technology continues to rapidly shape the future of healthcare across multiple orthopedic specialties in both the hospital and outpatient setting. ASCs are poised to incorporate our advanced offerings in robotics and enabling technologies, which can help confirm that patients are prepared for surgery, help promote an efficient procedure, and help facilitate good patient post-surgical behavior. Our robotic-assisted solution for knee arthroplasty is just one solution under our VELYS digital surgery offering. And if you'd like, I can provide a couple of examples of how this comes to life at DePue Synthes.
That would be fantastic and really great for our audience as well.
Great. So the first I'd touch on is the direct anterior approach for hip surgery, which DePue Synthes has helped pioneer with implants and technology. This muscle-sparing surgical technique is associated with less pain, faster recovery, and a reduced length of stay versus traditional approaches. It's an exciting solution made possible by technology advances like the Concise Surgical Automated System, which is used to help automate steps in the hip replacement surgery, and our VELYS hip navigation, which provides actionable data designed to help increase accuracy, reduce time in the OR, and help improve patient outcomes. Another example is in knee arthroplasty, and that's the VELYS robotic-assisted solution. This is a next-generation, first-of-its-kind, table-mounted robotic solution, and it has an efficient design that integrates into any OR. That smaller footprint that's smaller than most existing robotic systems really adds flexibility in both the hospital and the ASC setting. So VELYS, it works with the Attune Knee System. That is a next-generation technology from DePue Synthes as well. And the Attune Knee has been shown to improve patient-reported outcomes by working in harmony with the patient's anatomy to deliver both stability and motion through proprietary technologies. Together, these technologies aim to define a high standard for patient performance and elevate the overall knee replacement experience.
Got it. That's really helpful to know and great insight on the industry. Now, what's your take on growth opportunities in this market?
Yeah, growth is significant in the ASC channel for sure. I mean, we are seeing more surgeries moving into the ASC setting. That's been really consistent over the last 12 and 18 and getting into 24 months. And we expect that trend to continue. As this landscape is emerging and changing, needs can be different. We find not just from surgery center to surgery center, but also just month to month when within each ASC. We estimate so far this year up to maybe 21% of joint procedures have been done in the ASC. And part of a larger trend that is being driven by advances in technology and pain management that allow these surgeries to be done more efficiently and safely. Now, Medicare has been working to move outpatient orthopedic procedures for many years. So this is not just a COVID-driven thing. ASCs are a lower cost environment where surgeons are able to perform procedures that lead to good patient care, and that's a goal everyone shares. Also, the aging population that is looking to keep up an active lifestyle is a big driver of the growth in outpatient procedures.
Got it. That's so helpful to know. And I know we've talked a little bit about robotics already in the ASC space, but can you comment any further about the future of robotics in ASCs and what that really looks like?
Yeah, absolutely, Laura. This is a hot topic everywhere, not just in the ASCs, but yeah, thank you. So our goal at DePuyCenthes is to bring technology to the surgeon entrepreneur in the ASC, who we know in this space is taking on much more responsibility. And that's really to help support a connected operating room. The emergence of robotics and orthopedics is exciting, but we believe you can't use a robot to do everything just because it's robotics and that's exciting right now. There are other exciting technologies, however, that we bring into the OR, many of which we just discussed. But to touch on a few, we're evolving as a company from orthopedic product innovation to more of an orthopedic med tech company with advancements like robotics and enabling technologies that meet the changing needs of our customers and patients in the ASCs. A few moments ago, we discussed the Velus robotic-assisted solution for use with the Attune knee system. And like I said, this is a next-generation robotic-assisted solution with a sleek, compact footprint. It does not require a preoperative CT image, and it's well-suited for a high-efficiency outpatient environment such as an ASC. And if you ask a surgeon using a robotic solution, if it was less invasive, I think they would use the IM canal as one example. With a robotic solution, you can avoid disrupting the femoral intramedullary canal, which has historically been used for cutting block placement. Then from an accuracy perspective, the Velus robotic-assisted solution adapts to the surgeon's workflow, and it's designed to give them the control they're used to, and it helps them execute accurate bony cuts.
Got it. That's super helpful to think about and really great perspective. Now, what would you say to an administrator who might be excited about the prospect of robotics, but says the cost today is beyond the reach of many standalone ASCs?
Sure. During the past few years, as we've developed the Velus robotic assist solution, we've learned from both clinical and non-clinical stakeholders what the market needs. To create a design for purpose robotic solution that's smaller, personalized, mobile, imageless, surgeon control, and it has to be adaptable for both the ASC setting and hospitals. So we continue to receive positive feedback on the value of the Velus robotic assisted solution, smaller footprint, the imageless intraoperative capabilities, and the insights along with the ease of use into the surgeon and OR team workflows. And this has the possibility of reducing physical and financial burdens of competitive solutions available today. And also, this technology can help remove costs from the system. So, for example, if you look at the Velus robotic assisted solution, it's the first of its kind table mounted solution with an efficient end to end process to help optimize daily OR flow that doesn't add additional staff to the operating room. Also, our system reduces complexity of previous generation robotics for knee replacement, which may require a costly preoperative CT image, and we bring in fewer instruments to support the total knee procedure. So I believe Velus robotic assisted solution is a differentiated offering, which may be of interest and affordable for the ASC setting.
That's really great to hear. Now, what excites you about the direction DePuyCenthes is taking in the ASC and outpatient setting?
Yeah, thanks, Laura. So as healthcare facilities emerge from COVID-19, administrators are faced with the challenge of maximizing resources to prepare for the future. For example, total hip reconstruction surgeries are projected to double in volume over the next 8 years. Many patients are looking to receive care in an outpatient setting like an ASC, a trend that is expected to continue to grow. And in an ASC setting, managing volume with efficiency is key to minimizing the burdens on surgeons and their teams. We are dedicated to the long-term success of ASCs, focusing on customized solutions to address the rapidly evolving needs of surgeon entrepreneurs and ASC administrators. We aim to raise the standard of patient satisfaction with implants, technologies, and workflow solutions based on clinical excellence, economic value, and operational support.
Carol, thank you so much for joining me today for this discussion. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Laura. Pleasure was mine.
I'd also like to thank our sponsor, DePuyCenthes, the orthopedic company of Johnson & Johnson. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting beckershospitalreview.com.